Surge up. Hey, this is Dave Davidson. And no doubt you've heard the term killing with kindness or killing with kindness. And I want to tell you, you're halfway there to being more effective in relationships because the kindness part is what you need to respond to people, especially when they're snarky, sarcastic, and when they're passive aggressive or in your face. It's the killing with kindness part that trips us up because we think the kindness is going to get us so far. Sometimes we're underhanded in our response, and sometimes we have that hidden agenda of being snarky and sarcastic ourselves. I know that's my first reaction. You know, there's a great proverb in chapter 15, verse 1, and it says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath." And so what we want to do is we want to be effective in our relationships. And when we kill someone with kindness and we're kind of like sarcastic and passive aggressive back to them, we kind of like make a clone of that same battle that they just gave us. It's kind of like that movie Gremlins. When you put the water on the gremlin, they become the gizmo and they kind of mutate and grow. We want to dispel and basically cease the toxicity in a relationship, in a conversation, okay? While my first reaction might want to be along the lines and tone of none your business and in your face back to you, if you want to be effective with people, and that's the big question. If you want better relationships, you're going to have to go down a different path. Kindness is part of it. It's like a double barrel shotgun. You're shooting one bullet one way and one shooting one bullet back to yourself, and you're going to kind of just break even with the process, and that attack is going to come back your way. Now, while we can't rely on the other person to actually stop their attacks, the one thing you can control in a situation is your own response to snarky behavior, okay? So instead of killing with kindness, we want to respond with kindness. We want to acknowledge with kindness. We want to compliment with kindness. So I want to propose to you today a three-step process in dispelling future, hopefully, future attacks to you, and for you to completely and consistently be effective in your responses to people who are sarcastic, snarky, and in your face. The first thing you might want to do is to define and acknowledge the context of the situation. So let's give an example. Let's say you're pacing down a hallway, which I am right now, doing this podcast. I'm on my phone and a coworker says, "Hey, you're a VIP because you're not at your desk." Okay? See the kind of underhanded passive aggressiveness of that. They're trying to make you evoke some response of, that you think you're better than them when you're just walking down the hallway in a phone, right? So the first step would be to acknowledge the context, one that you would both agree on. Say something like, "Hey, I see that you noticed me on the phone. You're right. I'm on the phone." Maybe anytime you can agree with them and tell them you're right, you get bonus points right off the bat. "You're right. I was on the phone." Okay? You agree on the one thing you can agree on. "I'm on the phone." The second thing you want to do is you want to acknowledge that you're listening to them. Like, "Hey, I'm on the phone and I see that you noticed me. I'm on the phone and I acknowledge I'm listening to you," right? So far you haven't done a comeback to them. So far you haven't made a point that they could disagree with. You're 2/3 of the way there. You've been kind. You haven't killed them, okay? You've acknowledged them and you've created a context that you can both agree on, okay? You're right, I'm on the phone. I noticed that, you noticed me. Okay, now here's with the third one. This is where sometimes we're snarky, sometimes we're sarcastic, but we can just be effective instead, okay? And instead of being negative and saying something detrimental, we want to keep it positive. And it's hard, but this is where the rubber meets the road, okay? We want to say something like, that will evoke the response of promoting them to treat you better in the future and giving that onus of responsibility and motivation on them, okay? So I'm going to change the scenario for a second and say that my friend finally stood up to their ex-spouse and said something like, hey, I do this for you, but you treat me like dirt. Well, nobody wants to admit that they're wrong. They want to be told that they're treating you wrong, okay? But what I suggested to that friend, I'm suggesting you now, is you say, hey, I wish you would treat me better, okay? Or whatever you mean by that, I hope you're trying to reach the same goals I am, you know? Let's work together, you know? You see me on the phone, I'm walking, you're right, it is hard work around here. Thanks for noticing. If you can say that without being condescending, right? So the key on the step three is to keep it positive. And instead of bringing up the negative, so my brother Dan taught me this. It's the I am not a crook concept. Okay, Nixon said, I'm not a crook. Well, why didn't he say I'm an honest politician? Well, neither of them would have been believable probably. But he led with the negative, okay? So my other friend, when he calls you, he's like, hey, am I catching you at a bad time? Which is really courteous. But he's planting the seed that he's being inconvenient to you. He's planting the seed that when he calls, it could be bad. So I tell him, hey, thanks for being courteous and being kind, but coaxed me with kindness. Say, hey, I hope I'm catching you at a good time. It's still the same message, but it's not bringing up a negative word like crook or inconvenience or bad. You're saying, I hope I'm catching you at a good time. And maybe sometimes even by that suggestion, you actually are creating a good time. And so you could say to your coworker, yes, I was on the phone. You're right, it's hard work. I hope we can get some work done together, right? Just kind of dispels the negativity. It dispels potential animosity. And it keeps it positive. So, first step, acknowledge context. Second, try to find a neutral ground to tell them that you're listening. And third is suggest a positive without a negative connotation. Hopefully these three steps will help you be coax and respond with kindness and not kill with kindness. And you'll have less attacks against you and you'll be more effective in your relationships.